Thank you and good morning. The 2015 commercial crab fishing season could be in jeopardy, and as of Sunday, both commercial and recreational crab fishing in California has been suspended. The commercial crab season was supposed to open on the 15th, but the director of the California Department of Fish and Wildlife has issued an emergency ruling delaying the opening of the season and suspending recreational crab fishing as well. That season was scheduled to open on Saturday. The issue is public health and the high domoic acid levels found in crabs north of the Ventura County line. The director of Fish and Wildlife, Charlton Brennan, said in a statement that the decision was not made lightly, but that the state is doing everything it can to limit the risk to public health. A toxic algae bloom off the California coast has led to the increased levels of the domoic acid, and the crabs tested in 9 ports from Santa Barbara to Crescent City show acid levels exceeding safety limits. A multi-vehicle traffic collision on Highway 101 just south of the county line in Mendocino County sent a woman to the hospital and damaged a tractor trailer and a pickup truck. LaTanya King was driving a sedan headed southbound on 101 on Saturday morning when she entered a stretch of road that had recently been repaved and which had only temporary lane markings. While coming northbound in the opposite lane was a tractor trailer driven by Kevin James. For reasons that remain under investigation, the sedan collided with the truck, and the force of the collision trapped King inside her sedan. Emergency crews from Laytonville responded to the scene and had to extricate King from the car, and she was airlifted to Reading for treatment of major injuries. A third party was involved as well when the driver of a pickup truck, who was behind King in the southbound lane, collided with her car and then the tractor trailer. His pickup suffered minor damage. Neither the driver of the tractor trailer nor the pickup suffered injuries, and the collision closed down the roadway while the scene was cleared. Impairment is not considered a factor in the crash. A be on the lookout has been issued for 20-year-old Michael Otis Springs, who managed to flee the scene of an arrest last week while handcuffed. Springs was a suspect connected with a string of burglaries in the Trinidad area when he was located, arrested, and taken into custody by a sheriff's deputy on Wagon Wheel Road. Before Springs was secured inside the deputy's patrol car, however, he managed to flee on foot while still handcuffed. Springs eluded pursuit and a search that included a canine unit, and he remains at large as well. The Fortuna Police Department has announced it will conduct a distracted driving enforcement campaign over the next 2 weeks, citing statistics that show that more than 400,000 drivers and passengers were injured in traffic collisions related to distracted driving in 2012 and the use of cell phones and other electronic devices while behind the wheel, Fortuna Police want to spread the message that distracted drivers are a danger to themselves and to others. A national survey revealed that more than 48% of drivers admit to answering their cell phones while driving, and more than 50% admitted to sending or reading text messages. Texting while driving is illegal in California, and the use of a hands-free device is the only allowable way to use a cell phone. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks joined Talk Shop on Friday, and the key issue he discussed was the city's ongoing work in clearing out encampments in the Palco Marsh area behind the Bayshore Mall. Sparks said that the city is enforcing existing ordinances against camping, as well as new ordinances that were recently approved by the City Council. City employees, including Parks and Recreation and Public Works, along with police, have cleared out the bulk of what Sparks described was a shanty town.
There's basically no camping directly behind Bayshore Mall now. Police department had pushed that to the north, trying to consolidate that and make it easier for dealing with enforcement issues. Anyone who's been back there at all or seen it from the water is this growing conglomeration of not only tents, but tarps, pallets, kind of a mini shanty town.
One of the key reasons the area became the focus of the city was crime. The so-called Devil's Playground was the scene of several stabbings and a homicide over the span of a few weeks this summer, and that led to the crackdown. Sparks said the effort is ongoing, both to clean up city property and to help those who want the help.
We've got to get rid of the pallets. We've got to get rid of the building materials that get brought back there. And at the same time, make sure that we're making contact with people about services that are available. There is different housing available still. We aren't maxed out on available beds in the area.
You can hear the entire interview with Sparks by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.